Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Airs LA every day. Hi, I'm Patty Matson, and you're listening to Style and Substance. Today's article is from Reader's Digest's May-June 2025 edition on page 55, entitled, How Nature Heals. Getting outdoors is as close to a cure-all as you'll find. It's fast and free with few, if any, side effects. By Charlotte Hilton Anderson. This is part three of a three-part series that began on May 6th. New evidence it works. The idea of nature as medicine isn't new. Ancient practices like Ayurvedic Ritucharya, I hope I got that right, or seasonal sinking, the practice of altering your diet, activity, and sleep cycles according to the seasons of the year. Japanese Shinrin-yoku and traditional Chinese medicine have long touted the benefits of connecting with nature. But Western medicine is now catching up thanks to a growing body of research. A 2023 systematic review and meta-analysis published in The Lancet looked at 92 separate studies of nature prescription programs. The findings were impressive. Nature prescriptions can lower both systolic and diastolic blood pressure, inflammation, and risk of cardiovascular disease. They also aid weight loss, lessen chronic pain, and improve mobility. On the mental health side, nature prescriptions can lower stress, depression, and anxiety while improving cognitive function. And these are just a few of the health benefits the researchers have found. On a personal level, I saw this in action when a patient of mine who was in her 80s with Alzheimer's, Dr. Kaiser says. Her family was at their wits' end because she was constantly agitated, upset, and unhappy, despite having all her needs cared for. I added a prescription for daily nature walks, and the difference was absolutely incredible. She became more engaged, had improved function, and most importantly, was much happier. That daily walk became the most important medicine she took. Dr. Mandelbaum adds that his patients who take his nature prescriptions to heart seem to recover from surgery better. The science is clear, Dr. Kaiser says. Nature isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity for good health. Veronica Ivy, a 43-year-old former professional cyclist, would agree. In 2017, at the peak of her career, she found herself suddenly struggling to make it through training rides. She was exhausted, far more than she would expect to be from her usual training, and felt really down. She was diagnosed with chronic PTSD and severe generalized anxiety disorder. I couldn't sleep, I couldn't function, she recalls. My psychiatrist recognized that I had processed stress through physical activity, but my intense training was making my symptoms worse. So her first prescription, even before medication, was to try something physical that wouldn't be something I would perceive in terms of performance or doing it right or wrong. She prescribed me paddleboarding. Ivy had never paddleboarded, yet she took the prescription seriously, rented a paddleboard, and headed out to Shem Creek in South Carolina. I enjoyed it almost immediately, she says. I didn't push myself, just focusing on enjoying being outside on the water. I didn't have any goals, per se, other than to notice and experience my surroundings. I kept an eye out for the reports of manatees in the creek, and while I didn't see any, I did have a dolphin swim alongside me, which was delightful. I wasn't anticipating that feeling. Dr. Kaiser says Ivy's feeling of amazement and joy is key. He explains that being in nature brings eudaimonic happiness, which provides a deep sense of purpose, hope, and meaning, as opposed to hedonic happiness, which prioritizes pleasure and avoiding pain. Nature gives us this long-term happiness, he says, as opposed to the short-term, immediate gratification type of happiness. That sense of wonder and awe is priceless and impacts your entire well-being. Ivy has since moved to a colder climate, so she paddleboards less, but the nature prescription has stuck with her. She now goes on regular hiking or mountaineering adventures. I consider the outdoors an essential part of my healthcare now, she says. Write your own nature prescription. You don't need to see your doctor to experience the benefits of being outdoors. Here are some simple tips from our experts on how to incorporate nature into your daily routine. Match your sleep schedule to the sun. If your schedule allows, try to get up as the sun rises and wind down as the sun sets. Get early morning sun, preferably by walking outdoors. You could park further away from your work entrance or take the dog out for a quick stroll after breakfast. Spend 5 to 20 minutes every day in green spaces. Sip your coffee on the deck instead of on the couch, or take your lunch break under a tree. Try grounding or earthing. This is where the go touch grass idea comes in. Walk barefoot to get the mail, or kick off your shoes the next time you're in an outdoor concert. Just be careful to watch where you're going so you don't step on anything painful. Practice nature mindfulness. When you're outdoors, put away your phone. Instead, watch the clouds, listen to the birds, or simply observe your surroundings. Grow a garden and make sure to get your hands dirty. There are healthy microbes in the soil. If your access to outdoor space is limited, even an indoor herb garden can provide mental health benefits. McMahon says she has seen a marked improvement in both her mental and physical symptoms in the years since she finished the nature immersion class. "Now I actually crave my nature time and feel myself getting restless if I don't get it," she says. "I lie under a tree and melt into the ground like a marshmallow. I look up at the tiny, fluttery leaves above me. I let the earth hold me and comfort me. And then I feel this immense sense of just gratitude and wonder." We can all feel this good just by being outside. Nature prescriptions work even if you don't think you have the time, especially if you don't think you have the time. Dr. Kaiser puts it like this: when you feel so overwhelmed with your life that you feel like you can't fit one more thing in, that's exactly when you need to write your own nature prescription. You'll immediately be happier, healthier, and yes, more productive in the rest of your life. It's worth it. Well, that wraps up Style and Substance for today, Tuesday, May 20th, 2025. If you'd like to learn more about Ayers LA, follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/AyersLA and be sure to click that like button. This podcast is solely for the use of the blind and print impaired. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. Make it a peaceful week.